So with that, or any joys, concerns, and praises you might have this morning, Tina and Travis is in South Carolina. They'll be traveling back this afternoon, so keep them in prayer. Sandra's with her husband doing the Civil War memorial services around the different graveyards that he plants and makes sure that every one of the graves is marked. So she's not here. I talked with Joanne George at length yesterday, and also with Cheryl. They're doing good. I keep in touch with them, and I send them stuff, and so then when we get to talk on the phone, and it's an interesting transition for Joanne George, because she is so independent, and her daughter is keeping her under her control. Well, and Cheryl's just enjoying that place up there, because she's got her kitty cats. And she's got her own room and with a phone in it, so that's pretty cool. Yes, ma'am.
Carol's traveling.
Where'd she go? To Indiana?
No, she's in South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. Anybody else this morning?
We're going to be traveling this next Saturday.
Going to get Mama?
Yep.
Good. Good. Anybody else?
The last 2 days, I was able to take a day off of work, and I gathered with 16 other needlework stitchers, and we had an embroidery class.
Oh, wow.
In 2 days.
Oh, wow.
And that was just really fun and relaxing for them. They were stressed out learning new stitches.
Yeah.
I was enjoying it because it was relaxing for me, so I am grateful that I was able to take those 2 days.
Yeah, that is so cool. That is so neat.
And Linda.
Oh, Miss Linda.
We had a wonderful visit with both of my brothers last weekend, and I spent Easter Sunday with David, and ain't hanging in there, but the chaplain from hospice has been coming to see him every week, and is coming this week and bringing me and his wife communion, and I'm so thankful.
Amen.
Yeah. Nobody knows her brother.
Yeah.
She was thinking of stuff he needed before she needed it. And that was about 10 or 12 hours a day of just helping her brother do stuff. Be comfortable.
Yeah, when siblings grow up close like that, it's really, you always think about twins being able to do that. But
yeah.
Siblings that are close growing up are that way.
Like I told you on the phone one day, if one of them gets a headache, the other one takes an aspirin.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. That's pretty cool. Anybody else this morning? No? Yes? No. All right. Well, join me in an attitude of prayer followed by the Lord's Prayer.